Hello and welcome back to Commodity Conversations by the team at Mercado, the podcast where we keep you up to date with the latest trends, drivers and moves in livestock, grain and oilseed and fibre markets. My name's Olivia Agar. Thanks for listening into episode 266. Since 2022, the Middle Eastern market share of Australian lamb exports has grown from 13% to 20.6% in 2023 and 27% for the first 2 months of this year. And this market has had a big impact on supply in the season so far, but also the dynamics ahead of us. On today's episode, we're joined by Angus Brown, which you'll recognise as one of Mercado's analysts, to hear his insight on the topic. First, a few highlights from this week's market. The wool market was pretty tough from the open this week with large volumes testing demand and buyers really going hand to mouth, just purchasing what they need. However, the general direction on the last day of sale in Fremantle was positive. Hopefully that continues into next week, but it is the last week of sales before a break for Easter recess. So again, we're seeing some large volumes listed for offer, as always before the break. The cattle market's been under some pressure too, but from elevated supply. So year to date, Meat and Livestock Australia reported yardings are 28% higher year on year. But this week we did see sale yard throughput draw back, which halted the really steep falling price trend and saw a minor decline in the Ecky week on week, but improvements in both feeder and heavy steer prices. The silver lining though is the US story, with the 90CL grinding beef price into the US last week reaching the highest level since July 2022 in US dollar terms. So the USDA have reported feedlot cattle in the US are staying on feed for longer due to the limited supply, and we're only going to see more support in terms of beef prices looking ahead. I'll leave it there today. Enjoyed this episode with Robert Herman and Angus Brown.
Well, Angus, great to welcome you back onto Commodity Conversations. It's been a little while since we've spoken to you, but the markets keep doing some pretty dynamic things. And one of the things that we've been watching is the lamb market. And I noticed in your article you put out earlier this week, you talked about the impact of the Middle East this year. Just tell us a little bit more about that market and how it's unfolded this year.
So if you go back to, you talk about lambs that have been killed this season, or you know, lambs that were born in 2023, that's sort of what we're looking at. And since August, September, we've had a massive jump in lambs being exported to the Middle East. Now, a lot of those lambs are what they call bag lambs, I guess, so they're the lighter end of the market, which are sent and cut in half and sent on planes or on boats, chilled to the Middle East, and used to do a lot of this with the tightening supply over, you know, the early 2020s, and a lot of people getting into growing out lambs, I guess that sort of market went away a little bit because they couldn't compete with restockers. But when lambs got cheap again last year, sort of in the spring of last year, that market really came back in a hurry. And I was just looking at the numbers. I think, what are we up? 116% in exports to the Middle East since July. So that's more than double. So it's a huge move.
That is a big move. And I guess we can be pretty grateful they stepped in, Angus, because you know, back in October, there was a lot of lambs that would be looking for a home and they weren't going to find that home with the restockers here.
No, that's right. But the way the season was going, it was, you know, people weren't keen at all on growing them out. It was fortunate that market did step in and take a lot of those light lambs, which for those still holding lambs, it's great for them too, because it means they're out of the system and they're not competing with the lambs that are still coming in now.
Now, I know you look at the lamb throughput, if you like. So we do that to try and understand what future supplies look like. And I know it's a complicated model because we don't really know how many lambs we started with until we get to the end of the year, but we do have some numbers to work off. So how do you think that's going to play into this lamb sales that are going to come up in the next 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, so basically we're trying to work it out. As you know, lambs born in 2023 will be sold between July or August 23 and June 24. And just looking at the numbers, lamb slaughter has been up 18% over that period based on weekly data. So MLA's weekly data, it's a huge jump higher, and it simply means that we've, yes, there must have been a lot more lambs out there, but the question is how many more lambs are out there and how many are left to slaughter over the rest of the financial year, I guess. So if you look at what MLA are forecasting for annual slaughter, they're talking that up 5% for the year. Yeah, a lot of lambs have gone. We're running a lot harder than 5% at the moment. So either there's a lot more lambs out there than some of the surveys suggest, or we're going to reach a point where things are going to get very tight in the next few months.
Well, that's right. And it's going to be interesting to see which way it plays out. But I can't help but think that, thank goodness we've had those lambs go to what's essentially sort of a re-emergence of that market, Angus, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. So we used to send a lot there. And I don't know, people might remember when Qatar stopped the air freight subsidy, which was they were taking a lot of lambs because the government was paying the freight, essentially. So they stopped that, and that market almost died overnight. So this picking up at this market again to the Middle East is, very strong. And based on some very rough numbers, I did, working on a 19-kilo carcass weight, which might even be a bit heavy, there's an extra 1.6 million lambs have gone this financial year compared to the previous. So, it's a huge number of lambs to take out of the system.
And how are your numbers looking? I mean, what's your feeling about the increase in lambs that were going to come to market this year? How many more lambs do we have this year than last year, do you think? If we've taken 1.6 million out to go to essentially a market we didn't have in the last couple of years, did we start with a lot more lambs, do you think?
The only real guide we've got on that is flock and the survey data, MLA's October industry survey. And the survey data was suggesting that lamb numbers were similar, which is, seems to be a little bit hard to believe at the moment. Might have been out by a bit. The flock numbers just released for the projections, and I think the ABS have put their flock number out. They might not have. Flock numbers are very strong, so, there'll be more lambs out there. MLA, they put all this data together and said we're going to kill 26 million head this year, which is up 5% on last year. So that's not a huge jump compared to what we've seen so far. So to say either there's a lot more lambs born, or things are going to come to an abrupt halt. And I'm hoping it comes to an abrupt halt. We've still got a few lambs on the place. But,
Well, I think anybody who's holding lambs is hoping the same thing. But it is interesting. And Angus, I was just looking at your summary there. You're saying it's just hard to think that lambs sort of can keep up this pace. And the proviso is that unless the lamb crop is up 15 to 20%. So it looks like it might tighten, supply might tighten, and that could lead us into getting back to a more normal price pattern that we saw, back 4 or 5 years ago, where the winter prices start to see some sort of premium.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely see that, especially, everyone's hanging out for an autumn break and anywhere south of sort of, Dubbo is, they're ready for the autumn break. And when it comes, those lambs will stop coming to market, and we'll see a lot less maternal ewe lambs coming to market, and probably less merino lambs or merino weather lambs, especially with, they might be grown out rather than sent for slaughter. So, good season will fix the job up pretty quickly. But, while we're tacking along at this sort of waiting for rain, we'll probably keep seeing good numbers of lambs coming out.
You make a good point, Angus, and that, we are so seasonal reliant, especially when you're in the peak of supply. If we get a good season, the pressure doesn't come on. If we get a tight season, and we saw it happen where we had tightening conditions in the spring of last year, it really does see the supply hit the market pretty quick. And that frightens a lot of people, I think.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to get caught with lambs that have got to go in a market that's falling. That's and that's what we saw in the spring, wasn't it?
So if you're talking your book now, Angus, you've got a few lambs left over, and I imagine feed's pretty tight. But are you seeing in, and a lot of the lambs left would be in Western Victoria, I think. That'd be where a lot would be left. Are you seeing, people in that area feed on the lambs and hang on to them? Are they taking that punt, if you like?
Yeah, so there are plenty of people have got set up with feeding, being able to feed lambs in containment or, self feeders in paddocks and these sort of setups over the last 3 or 4 years when things were good. So, yeah, there's a lot of lambs being fed on and just sort of trickled into the market as they become ready. And, if you can do that, you can sort of pick and choose and not get caught having to, sell them in the yards when the price is $5 one week. So there's a lot more of that. But having said that, I talked to a few agents and, guys who ordinarily would have not a lot of lambs, but quite a few lambs to sell sort of autumn, late autumn. And they're not there this year. They're gone. People got rid of them. Just, a bit of frustration with price and saying, right, they got to go. And because we did have that December, January rain, the summer crops were really good and people might have got them off a bit earlier. So I can tell you there's no summer crop left in the Western District now. It's any land that's putting on weight is pretty much on grain.
Yes, that's right. Well, that really hot weekend just burnt everything to a cinder. So look, it's a really interesting scenario, and I guess you're saying that people haven't held as many lambs for a lot of reasons. But we probably didn't see the lambs turned out either, Angus. And that's always a difficult one. We get a bit of notice through the sale yards as to who's buying lambs and turning them out. But I suspect that 1.6 million lambs that you calculate's gone to the Middle East has really impacted on the traders and their turnout numbers.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, as I say, people were very nervous at that time of year, so they weren't buying them up, and those lambs have ended up going to slaughter.
Well, look, Angus, I'm a little bit biased, I think, but I congratulate you on that analysis you did on the lamb market this week, and encourage anybody who wants to know any more to get onto Mercado and have a look. Terrific to talk to you, Angus, and not only have you got the skills of the long-term skills of analysing markets, you also know how to grow and breed lambs now. So I guess you've got a pretty all-rounded career in the lamb industry.
Yeah, well, they say you get it right 51% of the time, you'll go okay. But I'm running at that percentage at the moment.
Good on you. Well, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
No worries, Rob. Thank you.